Discourse on Born of Affection, translated by I.B. Horner. Thus have I heard. At one time the Lord was staying near Sarvati in the Jeta Grove in Anatha Pindika's monastery. Now at that time the dear and beloved little only son of a certain householder had passed away. After he had passed away, he, the father, had no inclination for work or for food. Going constantly to the cemetery, he wailed, "Where are you, little only son? Where are you, little only son?" Then that householder approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. The Lord spoke thus to that householder as he was sitting down at a respectful distance. "Have you not, householder, controlling faculties for stilling your own mind? There is a change in your faculties." "But how could there be no change in my faculties, Lord? For, Lord, my dear and beloved little only son has passed away. Since he passed away, I have no inclination for work or food. Going constantly to the cemetery, I wail, 'Where are you, little only son? Where are you, little only son?'" "That is just it, householder. For, householder, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection." "But for whom, Lord, could this hold good in this way? Grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. For, Lord, bliss and happiness are born of affection, originate in affection." Then the householder, not rejoicing in what the Lord had said, repudiating it, rising from his seat, departed. Now at that time a number of gamblers were playing dice not far from the Lord. Then that householder approached these gamblers. Having approached, he spoke thus to these gamblers. "Now I, sirs, approached the recluse Gotama. Having approached, having greeted the recluse Gotama, I sat down at a respectful distance. Then, sirs, the recluse Gotama spoke thus to me, as I was sitting down at a respectful distance. Have not you, householder, controlling faculties for stilling your own mind? There is a change in your faculties." "But how could there be no change in my faculties, Lord? For, Lord, my dear and beloved little only son has passed away. Since he passed away, I have no inclination for work or food. Going constantly to the cemetery, I wail, 'Where are you, little only son? Where are you, little only son?'" "That is just it, householder. For, householder, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. But for whom, Lord, could this hold good in this way? Grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. For, Lord, bliss and happiness are born of affection, originate in affection." Then I, sirs, not rejoicing in what the Lord had said, repudiating it, rising from my seat, departed. "That is just it, householder. That is just it, householder. For, householder, bliss and happiness are born of affection, originate in affection." Then the householder, thinking, "There is agreement between me and the gamblers," departed. Then this subject of conversation gradually penetrated the royal palace, and King Pasenadi of Kosala spoke thus to Queen Malika. "This was said to these, Malika, by the recluse Gotama. Grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. If this, sire, was said by the Lord, it is so." As the recluse Gotama speaks, so does Malika, because she is much delighted with him. "If this, sire, was said by the Lord, it is so." It is just as when a teacher speaks to his pupil, and the pupil is so much delighted with him that he says, "It is just so, teacher. It is just so, teacher." Even so do you, Malika, because you are so much delighted with what the recluse Gotama says, say, "If this, sire, was said by the Lord, it is so." Be off, Malika. Go away. Then Queen Malikar summoned the Brahmin Nalijangkar and said, "Come, you Brahmin, approach the Lord. Having approached in my name, salute the Lord's feet with your head and ask whether he is well, not indisposed, of bodily vigour, strong, abiding in comfort, and say, Lord, Queen Malikar salutes the Lord's feet with her head and asks whether he is well, not indisposed, of bodily vigour, strong, abiding in comfort. And then say, Revered Sir, were these words spoken by the Lord? Grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. And when you have mastered well what the Lord explains to you, you must tell me, for Tathagatas do not speak against the truth." "Yes, madam." And the Brahmin Nalijangkar, having answered Queen Malikar in assent, approached the Lord. Having approached, he exchanged greetings with the Lord. Having conversed in a courteous and friendly way, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, the Brahmin Nalijangkar spoke thus to the Lord. "Good Gotama, Queen Malikar with her head salutes the good Gotama's feet and asks whether he is well, not indisposed, of bodily vigour, strong, abiding in comfort. And she speaks thus, Revered Sir, were these words spoken by the Lord? Grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection." "It is just so, Brahmin. It is just so, Brahmin." "For, Brahmin, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. And this is a way, Brahmin, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahmin, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's mother had passed away. Since her passing away, she, the daughter, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, Have you not seen my mother? Have you not seen my mother? This too is a way, Brahmin, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahmin, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's father had passed away. Since his passing away, she, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, Have you not seen my father? Have you not seen my father? This too is a way, Brahmin, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahmin, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's brother had passed away. Since his passing away, she, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, Have you not seen my brother? Have you not seen my brother? This too is a way, Brahmin, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahmin, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's sister had passed away. Since her passing away, she, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, Have you not seen my sister? Have you not seen my sister? This too is a way, Brahmin, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahmin, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's son had passed away. Since his passing away, she, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, Have you not seen my son? Have you not seen my son? This too is a way, Brahmin, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahmin, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's daughter had passed away. Since her passing away, she, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my daughter? Have you not seen my daughter?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman's husband had passed away. Since his passing away, she, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my husband? Have you not seen my husband?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's mother had passed away. Since her passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my mother? Have you not seen my mother?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's father had passed away. Since his passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my father? Have you not seen my father?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's brother had passed away. Since his passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my brother? Have you not seen my brother?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's sister had passed away. Since her passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my sister? Have you not seen my sister?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's son had passed away. Since his passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my son? Have you not seen my son?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's daughter had passed away. Since her passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my daughter? Have you not seen my daughter?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain man's wife had passed away. Since her passing away, he, unbalanced and unhinged, went from street to street, from crossroad to crossroad, saying, "Have you not seen my wife? Have you not seen my wife?" This too is a way, Brahman, in which it can be said that grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. Once upon a time, Brahman, in this very Sarvati, a certain woman went to her relation's family. Those relations of hers, having forcibly taken her from her husband, desired to give her to another, but she did not want him. Then that woman spoke thus to her husband, "These relations of mine, master, having forcibly taken me from you, want to give me to another, but I do not want him." Then that man, having cut that woman in two, destroyed himself, thinking, "We will both come to be hereafter." Then the Brahman, Nalinjanga, having rejoiced in what the Lord had said, having given thanks, rising from his seat, approached Queen Malachar. Having approached, he recounted to her the whole of the conversation he had had with the Lord. Then Queen Malachar approached King Pasenadi. Having approached, she spoke thus to King Pasenadi. What do you think about this, sire? Is your daughter, Vajiri, dear to you? Yes, Malachar, my daughter Vajiri is dear to me. What do you think about this, sire? From an alteration and otherness in your daughter Vajiri, would there arise in you grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? From an alteration and otherness, Malika, in my daughter Vajiri, there would be a change for me, even for life. How should there not arise in me grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? It was in reference to this, sire, that it was said by the Lord, who knows, who sees, perfected one, fully self-awakened one. Grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. What do you think about this, sire? Is the noble lady Wasabha dear to you? Yes, Malika, the noble lady Wasabha is dear to me. What do you think about this, sire? From an alteration and otherness in the noble lady Wasabha, would there arise in you grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? From an alteration and otherness, Malachar, in the noble lady Wasabha, there would be a change for me, even for life. How should there not arise in me grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? It was in reference to this, sire, that it was said by the Lord, who knows, who sees, perfected one, fully self-awakened one, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. What do you think about this, sire? Is the general Widu Dabha dear to you? Yes, Malika, the general Widu Dabha is dear to me. What do you think about this, sire? From an alteration and otherness in the general Widu Dabha, would there arise in you grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? From an alteration and otherness, Malika, in the general Widu Dabha, there would be a change for me, even for life. How should there not arise in me grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? It was in reference to this, sire, that it was said by the Lord, who knows, who sees, perfected one, fully self-awakened one, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. What do you think about this, sire? Am I dear to you? Yes, Malachar, you are dear to me. What do you think about this, sire? From an alteration and otherness in me, would there arise in you grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? From an alteration and otherness in you, Malachar, there would be a change for me, even for life. How should there not arise in me grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? It was in reference to this, sire, that it was said by the Lord, who knows, who sees, perfected one, fully self-awakened one, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. What do you think about this, sire? Are the peoples of Kasi and Kosala dear to you? Yes, Malachar, the peoples of Kasi and Kosala are dear to me. Because of their might, we obtain sandalwood from the country of Kasi and use sweet-smelling garlands and perfumes. What do you think about this, sire? From an alteration and otherness in the peoples of Kasi and Kosala, would there arise in you grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? From an alteration and otherness, Malachar, in the peoples of Kasi and Kosala, there would be a change for me, even for life. How should there not arise in me grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair? It was in reference to this, sire, that it was said by the Lord, who knows, who sees, perfected one, fully self-awakened one, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentation, and despair are born of affection, originate in affection. It is wonderful, Malachar. It is marvellous, Malachar, how much the Lord, penetrating through wisdom, sees by means of wisdom. Come, Malachar, let me wash ceremonially. Then King Pasenadi, rising from his seat, having arranged his upper garment over one shoulder, having saluted the Lord with joined palms, three times uttered this solemn utterance. Praise to the Lord, the perfected one, the fully self-awakened one. Praise to the Lord, the perfected one, the fully self-awakened one. Praise to the Lord, the perfected one, the fully self-awakened one.